dollars of this show are not necessarily those of this station, its parent company, Telesouth Media, its staff, management, or advertisers. Content of this broadcast cannot be duplicated or used in any way without the express written consent of Telesouth Media Incorporated.
Well, it's safe to say we probably never met. Even still, if a betting man was I'd bet every single one of us have found ourselves standing in the storms of life, soaking wet, but do not fret. Chin up, my friend. A little bit of rain is not how this thing ends, but sometimes we forget. So if you understand, let me see those hands, 'cause everybody needs a little hope.
Welcome to Hope, the program that offers hope to the struggling, hope for the depressed, and hope for the oppressed. Now here are your hosts, Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Kirby Nixon.
Well, good morning, everyone. We welcome you into our show. I'm Tommy Wilson, Director of Living Free Ministries. I'm in the Super Talk radio station downtown Corinth with Dr. Field trying to keep us in line. And with me today is Bobby Capps, who is our community counselor, the director of Crosswind Ministry, the biblical counselor, and he does groups with our guys at the Freedom Center. He meets with us one-on-one. Bobby, when do you have free time? We have you tied up.
My wife would say.
But Bobby is, me and Bobby's been together working in this type ministry for the last 17 years or so. And really over the last 15 years, just trying to figure out really how to help people more. And to my left, we've got Kirby Nixon, who is proudly my son-in-law, but also he is the director of the Freedom Center. He has been at the Freedom Center for about a year now.
Yep.
Almost a year, full time. And he's the guy that is in charge now of all things. And so we're proud to have Kirby with us today. And Kirby, give us an update about the Freedom Center.
We're rolling along great. We've got a great group of guys. I was talking to Tommy last night before church. I feel like it's a rare occurrence that this many guys and everybody's bought in, per se. You know, everybody's wanting to be healed of their issues and wanting to just grow closer to the Lord. But we're pretty much full. Got a call this morning, a guy needing to come tomorrow. So that will fill us up for the time being. But definitely still reach out if you need help. We will get you somewhere. But yeah, we're just blessed, you know. The Lord's been good.
And our support has grown. I mean, and we're all excited about things that's going on at the Freedom Center. And of course, we've got a 112-acre campus that's going to be coming. We've got the land. It's paid for. We've had dirt work done on it. Still a ton of work to be done, and got a major plan coming together on our building. So we got a lot of things moving. A guy at the church last night told me he was going down Central School Road. He seen the sign, and he just decided to turn around and go back and pull in there and look at it. By the way, that's the reason we put that sign there, is to get your attention, and we want you to pull in there and look at it and see how you can be a part of it. And, you know, over the last – Bobby, we're fixing to start our year five, December the 1st. And, you know, them first couple – I mean, when we put this program together – we put it together for 40 men a year. Well, the first couple of years, we like 34 and 32. Well, the last 2 years is caught that up and went beyond it, because I think we're well above 160 now. And we're full out there right now. There's 13 guys there. And Kirby's got one coming. May have two coming.
Yeah, I got two coming.
And so we are packed out. And now, Bobby, we've moved a program. We started off when me and you and Wesley put that program together. It was a 10-week deal. We moved it to 12, and now we moved it to 15. I hope that's Max, but you never know.
Yeah, well, I was talking to one of our brothers, and you know, we're talking about, like, you know, when do you get well? And I just said, well, I'm 66.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't well.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like, you know, there ain't no such thing. You know, we get well when we get home with Jesus. And, you know, what we're trying to do is get them a good start, get them to kind of know how to counsel themselves, how to know how to resolve the conflicts that are inside themselves with the help and the hope that's in Jesus. And that way, that when they go out, they have some tools to hold on to, and have Christ to hold on to, but know how to hold on to him, you know. And as they go through life, because, I mean, that's our only hope. And if you think you can heal 20 years of trouble, you know, in a 3-month or 15-week period, that just ain't no such thing.
Well, the 3 extra weeks gives us time to get them there. Some of them comes in dope sick. Some of them comes in not feeling well. So it takes 2 or 3 weeks for a lot of the guys to kind of get used to our everyday schedule. Get used to who we are. We get to use who they are. So that extra 3 weeks now, I think, really plays a vital role. And then that gives them, you know, 12 weeks of class and groups and clear head and starting to learn. And Bobby, we're gonna talk about something today. And I believe with our guys, just learning what pain is in our life. If we get physically hurt, if I fall and break my arm today, I know that pain. I'm going to get to the ER and I'm going to get it set. I know what that pain is. But so many of our guys come back that is emotionally hurt. Hurt so inside that they don't know where that's coming from a lot of times, or they don't want to deal with it. And so that's one of the things.
Well, and
that
they don't think that it's associated to their drug addiction, you know, or their alcohol addiction. They just say, "No, man. I mean, you know, I'm just drug addict." They don't have nothing to do with what happened to me when I was a kid, or you know, what happened to me when, you know, Dad died, or, you know, all the stuff. And what they're, you know, they come to realize is that they might have been partying in high school to get high, but eventually they were partying to.
Well, and one of the first times before I came to be a part of the center, I was sitting in with Bobby in counseling, you know, and I had, you know, I knew people had, you know, real life big problems, and I knew that I had in my past, but you know, I was 31 years old, and you know, Bobby showed me how something I went through at a very young age, you know, impacted, you know, and it, not necessarily blaming it on that, but just realizing
it affects,
like,
it.
Yeah, like,
there's,
why?
There's cause and effect, you know, right? And it affects you. And, like, if you think about it as a potter, I like this analogy because God used this analogy, right? With, he just said, looky there, there's a potter, you know, there's clay. And he said, look how the potter is, like, just squashing the clay, and he's remaking it. Can I do that with you?
Yeah.
But on the other hand, in sin, guess what? I've also been made into a particular kind of pot by the things that have happened to me.
Good.
And so my actions and reactions are learned behaviors that are functioning out of my pain, or functioning out of things that happened to me. You know, I mean, what, not necessarily have to be pain, it just stuff, you know, how I've learned to live life and survive life. And all of that got all messed up and all of that got turned, you know.
And I was the guy who had told you, you know, before me and you had that discussion that day that, that didn't affect me.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't bother me, you know.
Yeah.
But then I lived a life showing that it did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we, you know, about 15 years ago or longer, I asked Bobby, I mean, we're sending all these guys to the Home of Grace. We're sending them to Nashville Rescue Mission. We were sending them all across the country. And they, a lot of them was beating us back home a mess. Some of them would finish the program and come back a mess. And I said, Bobby, we got to figure out why so many of these guys is relapsing. Well, we found out that most of them wasn't learning where the pain really was, and they wasn't giving it any attention. They was just giving the alcohol or dope attention. So we're going to talk about that today. And we I just read a book. It was by Chuck DeGroat, The Toughest People to Love, and that includes yourself. So we're going to kind of pick that book a little bit with Bobby and stuff today. But we get to do this radio show because of our sponsors, and I want to give a big shout out. We already got a text message from Golden Central Baptist Church. Jeff Green's dad, Paul, was listening to us. They're going to feed us tonight at Living Free, so we're excited about that. Bobby Jackson is Bobby Jackson's going to be speaking. So, Kirby, that's your guy, ain't it?
Yeah, yeah. Some of you, if you're Boonville folks, you know him by bow tie, or he's got a couple different nicknames, but it'll be a blessing tonight. We'd love to have you. They showed me a picture of that food you're talking about Tuesday morning, and it was that kind of barbecue where you touch the bone and it just fell out. So
yeah,
it's going to be good.
So and Bobby Lee does a lot of different things. He's going to do some concrete work for me Monday. He's a concrete guy. He's a barbershop guy. He's a pastor. He's a jack of all trades, sounds like. But Bobby will be sharing tonight. Our guys love him. Every time when a guy graduates, I ask, who was your favorite meeting? Who was your favorite guy to come visit? Bobby's always in that group. There's always two or three that they always mention. But so that takes place tonight. Our phone number for any text line, questions, comments about today's show is 662-603-9829. Text us a question or any kind of remark about the radio show today. Our radio sponsors is our mattress store there on the highway. It's a great time of the year, and it's queen time. I just said everybody needs a queen in their life, and, man, I've got queens on sale. Come by and grab one. Wilco Real Estate Group. Maria just stuck her head in here. Maria and Kirby's wife, Olivia, for all your real estate needs, questions, buying, selling, or just need to figure something out about your real estate. Gatlin's Pharmacy. Bart and Don Dorn, man, we're thankful for them and Gatlin's Pharmacy there in Tishomingo. Crosswind Ministry, been here over 20 years now. Bobby is director. The Dinner Bell Steak and Fish. I went blank. Melissa Carson and them,
sorry,
go ring their bell. They got lunch plates. They got fish. They got really good steaks. The Dinner Bell right there on Harper Road. Magnolia Funeral Home, Jim and Sheila Calvary on Highway 72 right there. Guys, they're first-class folks doing first-class things for all your burial needs. They got cemeteries. They take care of your plots. They can take care of your burial needs. Magnolia Funeral Home. Jeff Green. I just stopped and gave Jeff a butter roll there at his barber shop. So he may be locked up right now. He may have locked the door and enjoyed the butter roll. But go by and let him cut your hair today. Rapid Restoration Repair. Kirby?
Yeah, Brady and Mary Grace Pratt. Hopefully you're listening this morning. I talked to Mary Grace and told her to tune in. We should have their ad on there now.
Yeah.
But they've really impacted us over the last month, and they're going to impact us for many years to come.
I use Brady for my house. My house moved. I put a new roof on it and stuff. It's an old house downtown. That shifted my house a little bit. So, you know, the sheetrock cracked and all that. Brady come and fixed, got all that took care of up under the house.
Yeah, he can fix pretty much anything. I actually had a guy call me this week and was like, hey, man, I'm getting into the crawl space business here in Tennessee. I said, well, congratulations. I said, but I can't send you no business, brother.
Brady's good at what he does. Listen, Daniel Alter, our local Subways. We've got three in Corinth. Stop by and buy you a footlong meatball, dozen cookies. If you don't eat the cookies, drop them off at my store. I promise you, my guys eat it. Nick Bain, there. Nick's a dear friend. Fixing to announce a big announcement pretty soon about running for state office. We're friends of Nick Bain, and we're thankful for Nick Bain. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
The Dinner Bell remains one of the top local dining establishments in Corinth, Mississippi, with numerous awards over the years as Best Salad Bar, Best Steakhouse, Best Overall Restaurant, Best Lunch and Dinner under $10 for the Crossroads area. Deli Plate Lunch and Dinner Special with details found on the Dinner Bell Steak and Fish Facebook page. For delicious food at affordable prices, you can now order online. Visit DinnerBellCorinth.com. Join the rewards program to earn points for free food and exclusive discounts. Order online, DinnerBellCorinth.com.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Kirby Nixon.
Well, we welcome you back into the second segment of Hope. I'm Tommy Wilson. I'm here with Kirby Nixon and Bobby Capps. And we're going to be talking about people that the toughest people to love. And it's a book by Chuck DeGro. And I read it over the weekend when I was in Baltimore and stuff. And I shared some stuff out of it last night at Grace Chapel. And I just thought with Bobby here today, we may unpack this a little bit. And, but it starts off by, you know, talking about how to try to figure out the pain and try to understand people. And one of the places he says this that I really liked, he said, compassion puts you in reality with people. Without compassion, you don't get to meet, you don't get to really know people and stuff. So I think it's one of the things, Bobby, that he was really, the way I read it, is getting to know people.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you think about this, you know, like most people that say, well, you got to speak the truth in love. The truth is that they just want to speak the truth and they actually don't love the people. Like, and so what happens is that if I actually love somebody, they're happy for me to speak the truth to them. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because the Bible says that the wounds of a friend are blessed, you know? And so, but if I'm not a friend and I'm just like, I just, you know, you need to hear this, you know how we are. And then we use that Bible verse as some sort of justification to beat you over the head with the truth. And so what the Lord's saying is that this we're in relationship with people. This is real. And if you're not leading with love, you ain't going to make no impact. Nobody's going to listen to you, and you're going to get it wrong too. Because part of this thing is that if I'm not in the right place, I'm not going to be able to help you when you're not in the right place. You know,
well, Bobby, that book, in right out in the start of it or something, I don't know what chapter, but it was at the start. He said at an early age, we start dragging this invisible bag around us, with us, and we start putting who we really are in that bag to keep people from knowing us. And, man, that's powerful. That's true. And somewhere along the line, you got to get with somebody where you can unpack that invisible bag.
Yeah, and he uses the language, and this is real common, right? Like all of these different kind of personalities that are very difficult to help or to love, as he says, is that basically each of them have one thing that's always in common. They're just using this particular personality, if you will, or what Tommy says is what we filled our bag up with, is a way to protect ourselves from being hurt, protect ourselves from being known, protect ourselves from something. Because, like, if you actually really knew me, I don't think that you would love me. You know what I mean? And so I can't let you see the real me, because there's something wrong with me that if you saw it, you wouldn't love me anymore. And so we've got all these little self-protections that come up, and then they make it hard for us to relate and connect with our community and make it difficult for people to love us. And even makes it difficult for us. If you think about us at the Freedom Center, as a staff, all our guys are, first of all, we're hurting with all this stuff that makes it difficult for us to love each other. And then also we have to, our guys are hurting with their stuff. It makes it difficult for them to love each other, and also for us to relate to each other well. And so this book was all about, like, how do you break through the barriers that we've all built up, these walls we've all built up, so that we're never known, you know what I mean? And so that we can finally get down to really solving our problems. Because Christ really is the solution to our problem, I'm never going to let you get to mine, because if you saw the real me, you'd never love me.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, he in that book also, he used out of Luke chapter 10, at some spot in it, and where the young lawyer asked Jesus who inherits the kingdom. Mm-hmm. And then he answers back and says, love the God with all your heart and mm-hmm. love your neighbor. And then the lawyer asks him, who is your neighbor? And that had me just thinking, because we're at a place, growing up, I rode a bicycle everywhere. I knocked on every neighbor's door. I walked in and got a glass of water or Coke. I mean, even the older people didn't have kids. I'd just knock on the door and say, hi. We don't do that no more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if we know our neighbors. And so we went on and went through them three. But he also started sharing. He gave us some examples of some hard people, Bobby. And I want to get to them. And you've got them listed here. The four types that he used, Yeah. And if you want to give us them folks that he used in that book. And I'm just promoting his book, man. I think everybody ought to read it. It's really a good book.
Yeah,
you to thinking and gets you to start unpacking maybe some things in your own life.
Yeah, so maybe set it up to say, who are those people that really grind on you that you don't want to be around,
Yeah.
And then, if you think about that God wants his people to be in love with each other and in love with the world around them, including their enemies, right? God tells me to love my enemies. He doesn't tell me to avoid them. Tells me to love them. I mean, and love is a relational thing that, and in Romans 12, for instance, he says, feed them when they're hungry. Actually actively love them. Not like, oh yeah, I love them, but I ain't never going to talk to them. That's not love at all. Yeah. And so love matters. And so what happens is that so if you're thinking about that person that's difficult for you to love right now, so like just do that in passing. I don't love, and they just fill in the blank. Well, one of these four types are probably going to be there. And the first one is this, and I hate to use this word almost because it's so overused. It kind of became a buzzword, and now everybody is this. And, and anybody that has any problem, says, well, my husband's of this or my wife's of this. And so, but I'll go ahead and say it, and it's the narcissist. And so The narcissist, by the way, if you want to just think about this in a little bit more of a country boy term, is the person who's just kind of ultimately and always selfish, self-centered, always thinking about themselves, right? And always trying to kind of manipulate the world to serve them, right? And so the narcissists are controlling, they're self-focused, they project confidence, but they mask a deep insecurity. They often manipulate others to maintain their image. And so let me also say this as just kind of an umbrella. There's a little bit of this in all of us. Every one of these things that I'm going to talk about, there's a little bit of it in me. And because why? We're all flawed. We're all failed sinners, you know, and I want people to think the best of me, and I want to get my own way, and I'm willing to manipulate you and to turn events, if you will, so that you'll take care of me. And so that's kind of the overview of what who the narcissist is. And then the next person that's hard to love, before we kind of get to how to care for these people, is the addict. And the addict, don't think of a dope addict. And don't think of alcoholic, but also think of workaholic. Also think of shopaholic. Also think of eataholic, right?
I mean, you could have left that out, Bobby.
But
why did you bring that up?
Yeah, but we all have our kind of obsessive ways to manage or to cover up pain. And addicts are always controlled by substances or behaviors. So you might think of like, porn, shopping, you know, all of those things, you know, but they use them to escape pain. And what happens is that they will overuse them then, and they will destabilize their relationships. In other words, it's going to cause problems in your home if you're the shopaholic and you get yourself and your family in financial trouble. It's going to cause problems in your home if you're the workaholic and you don't have any time to show up and relate to your family. Yeah. It's going to cause problems in your home if you're the eataholic and all of a sudden you're not healthy anymore. You know what I mean? So all of these things, but what his point is that I'm using all of this to cover my pain, to mask pain and this discomfort that I have that we call in our thing is this kind of a GERD, this irritability and this discomfort, that kind of this unsettled part of me. I'm not at shalom. I'm not at peace with myself and with others and with God. And so therefore, I'm trying to kind of medicate the discomfort. The next person that he says it's hard to love is the depressed or the anxious person. So, and because those with depression or anxiety are often paralyzed by fear and despair or self-doubt, and they withdraw or they act out, which strains relationships. And so you know that. You know that the person who's always depressed is not available, and they don't want to show up, and they don't want to come to this, or they don't want to come to that, or, you know, they're always, they're always going to say no, and they don't want to have relationship. You know that the anxious person is always afraid of something and won't go to this because, you know, well, so-and-so might be there and maybe something will happen. And they're always filled with fear and anxiety, and that keeps them that puts a strain on relationships. The last one is the person that he calls the fool. And the fool, drawing out of the Proverbs, which is the biblical term, is this stubborn, self-deceived, ranging from a naive denier to a sinister manipulator, a person who resists wisdom, resists accountability, resists authority. You know, it's this stubborn, self-deceived person. And of course, you know that when you've been around those people, they're just hard to get along with. And somebody that's always bucking the system, always, you know, and they're really self-deceived. They have no clue. They don't think anything's wrong with them. They think you're the problem. And so what he's talking about is just people that are hard to love. And those four kind of types, if you will, even when I describe them, you're like, yep, that guy's hard to love. You know
well,
what I mean?
That sound kind of like my wife's husband.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it kind of sounds like. Yeah, exactly. Bobby, why don't we take a break? We'll come back and break them down, how to care for, how to be friends with these guys, how to be, you know, try to get them help and stuff. We'll take a break and come back. Good.
Magnolia Funeral Home, your locally owned and operated funeral home in Corinth, Mississippi, with locations on both Highway 45 and 72. With the only on-site crematory in the area, you have peace and assurance with your loved ones as they never leave the care of Magnolia Funeral Home. We also know it can be heartbreaking to miss a service, but it's not always feasible to attend. With our state-of-the-art secure software, all services are digitally streamed and available worldwide free of charge. All funeral homes are not the same. Magnolia Funeral Home strives to set ourselves apart to be the most caring and go beyond what is expected.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620.
Have you seen my contractor?
Don't worry. At Rapid Restoration and Repair, we're always here when you need us. Whether it's water or fire damage, mold remediation, or even sewage cleanup, we've got you covered. Forget the disappearing acts. We've handled customized crawlspace solutions and even silicone roof coatings to save energy and keep your home safe and dry. As a veteran-owned and operated company, we are always on time, every time. Built on honor, integrity, and dedication, you can trust Rapid Restoration. Call us today for a free estimate at 662-415-6623 or visit rapidrestore.net.
All right, men, are you tired of those chain salon haircuts? Come on down to Jeff's Barbershop, where we keep it old school. With 19 years of experience, Jeff's offers classic cuts and good old conversation. At Jeff's Barbershop, you're not just a number like at one of those modern stylists. You're family here. Haircuts are $20, while beard trim and shampoos are $10 at Jeff's Barbershop. Open weekdays 8 to 5 and Saturdays till noon. Located at 1100 Highway 72 West in Corinth. Walk-ins always welcome at Jeff's Barbershop.
Hey folks, it's Tommy Wilson, Carm Mattress Furniture Outlet right here in Carm, Mississippi. And listen, it's the best time of the year, and it's the best time to get a deal. We have 12-inch memory foam queens with cooling systems, $2.99. I've got a truckload of top name brand queens for $3.99, and I have a lot of them. Everyone needs a queen in their life, and it's time to get it. You got to come 3 miles west of High Prices to get that queen.
The Dinner Bell remains one of the top local dining establishments in Corinth, Mississippi, with numerous awards over the years as Best Salad Bar, Best Steakhouse, Best Overall Restaurant, Best Lunch and Dinner under $10 for the Crossroads area. Deli Plate Lunch and Dinner Special with details found on the Dinner Bell Steak and Fish Facebook page. For delicious food at affordable prices, you can now order online. Visit DinnerBellCorinth.com. Join the rewards program to earn points for free food and exclusive discounts. Order online, DinnerBellCorinth.com.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Kirby Nixon.
Hey, we welcome you back now. It's into our third segment. We are talking, our mission is hope. Our mission is to bring hope into the radio, into your homes, into your cars, into your workplaces, wherever you're at. We are formerly known as dope dealers, but we are now hope dealers. And listen, we're talking about how to love hard folks. And I think that we had one of the most prime examples of any time that everybody in the world heard this week. Charlie Kirk's wife on national TV, on online, everywhere around the world, Sunday, said this statement, Bobby, that the same young man that shot him is the same young man that her husband, Charlie, was on college campuses trying to reach. That was his mission, was to find guys like this young man that shot her husband to try to lead them to Christ. That's the most powerful statement. And then she said this, I forgive him. Mm-hmm. I thought right then we should have took up an offering for the Freedom Center and everything else. But look, it was over. It was over. I mean, I know our president came on after that and said some things that just is Trump-like. But look, they should have ended after she got through speaking. Yeah. She was amazing. The fact that she said the young man that shot her husband was the young man that he was on college campus.
And if you asked him, you know, who's the hardest people to love, he might have characterized that kind of guy. Yeah. The guy that hates him, the guy that thinks that, you know, that what he stands for is hatred and all that kind of stuff. But he was like, you know, my job is to change your mind, you know, and I'm just going to do it with kindness, and I'm going to engage him, and I'll take the whatever. And so that was a good example for us, kind of a glaring example of, you know, how to engage someone.
And then you give me this book.
Yeah.
This book went right along with it.
Yeah, exactly. And so, the big picture, I think that maybe we, rather than going through all the personality types necessarily, it's just maybe there's some takeaways, and let me help you guys, because this is what we have to think about. I want our guys at the Freedom Center to think about this in their own lives, but in their own relationships with one another. It's what we as a staff have to think about in our relationship with each other, and also our relationship with the guys that the Lord brings to us. And that is this: there's key themes. He's a pastor. He's also a therapist, an author, and kind of big mucky muck up in the Northwest where he works. But one of the things that he said is that all of these have come from stories of his own therapy work.
Yeah,
and he said in each one there's some key themes, and here's the key things that underneath all the stuff that makes it hard for me to love me, I mean, for hard to you to love me, underneath all of it is brokenness. There's something. It really is the question that was asked in that book that was done by Dr. Bruce and Oprah.
Yeah.
Not what's wrong with you, but what happened.
What
to
happened
you?
To
what
you?
What happened to you?
By the way, underneath
all of my front, whether I'm, you know, addict or a narcissist or a fool or, you know, all these different personality types that are hard to love, underneath all of that is some version of brokenness. And so my understanding of that and my willingness to kind of get past the facade and into the brokenness is one of the keys. And another key is there's no quick fixes. I used to say this to everybody. There is no wand to wave over your brokenness. Mm-hmm. I led with this. I had a guy that told me, when are we going to get healed? And I looked at him and said, well, I'm 66. You know what I mean? And what does that mean? Well, God is at work healing his people. Jesus' opening statement when he opened the scroll and read from Isaiah, his very first ministry statement was that I came to heal broken hearts. Yeah. And so Jesus is at work healing our hearts. But what we think is that that's some sort of instantaneous, miraculous healing for which there's no, we don't, you know, well, like I'm fixed now.
I've noticed in the last year, you know, what the Lord has really been dealing with me on and showing me, and it's really very freeing, is, you know, and this book categorizes these people, you know, but it, like you just said, it comes down to how broken, the more broken someone is or the more hurt they are, it's harder to love them in my experience, just because, you know, all they've ever done has been hurt.
They've got the walls up like nobody's business.
They don't
trust some of those
you.
Walls are very feisty.
Yeah. And everything you may do, you may be doing everything you think like right and saying the right things and trying to help them, but they're like, they don't, you know, they don't trust you.
Ain't having it. They don't trust you. And so he says, you know, avoid formulas, avoid all these different, you know, deal, and just realize that transformation comes by the renewing of the mind, like the Lord says, and that's not some magic thing. That's from glory to glory. We're being conformed to an image. That's never going to happen until we're with Christ himself. And so it's a process. And, Tommy used to always beg the guys, trust the process. You're moving. You're moving. It feels like baby steps. You feel like you haven't gone anywhere, but trust the process. And it is a process. My healing's a process. My learning how to walk by faith is a process. But everything, learning how to find Christ in the middle of what I used to go to find my drugs or whatever I found, you know, my shopping and finding Christ there and really learning how to, I was telling one guy, I was like, listen, well, how am I going to know when I'm going to be okay? And I said, well, let me tell it to you this way. As soon as you understand like kind of what's going on inside of you, that's James 4:1. And then as soon as I understand where God is, and how to lay hold of him in the middle of what's going on inside of me, that's when I'm okay. I was reading in Ezra today and for my morning reading. And there, when Ezra first shows up, you know, the people are messed up and they're sinning. And he comes back and he has his prayer. And part of his prayer says, Lord, you know, even when we were in bondage, and we were taken away by Nebuchadnezzar is what he was talking about. You were with us. You were taking care of us. So like what we think is that, oh, okay, well, the Lord, you know, he hasn't taken care of me until he's delivered me from the bondage and everything's okay and all that kind of stuff. And when is that going to be? Well, remember that even when you're in the bondage, the Lord is taking care of you. Yeah, and as you're stepping out of it, and as things are rebuilding, and as things are growing, and if you remember in Zechariah, they said, you know, like, oh my goodness, you know, I missed the glory of the old, you know, the old temple. And he and the Lord said, look, I'm with you, you know. And that's the main thing. The glory is that I'm here and that I'm taking care of you.
Well, and I think
there's
the midst,
no quick fixes.
In the midst of that, you can't see that he's taking care of you. I know in my experience, you know, he never took his hand off me. That's why I'm here today.
Yeah.
But now that he has, you know, healed a lot of these broken parts of me, I can see where he was there all along.
Exactly. And now let me tell you this one, and this is the most important one, I think. And that's this. He says that when you're dealing with somebody that's hard to love, self-awareness is the first and most important thing, and that is this question. What's going on inside me that's keeping me from loving that dude?
Yeah.
Me deal with me first, right? It's like, well, I don't like that guy because he's smart aleck, or he does this, or he's a manipulator, or he's a this, or he's a controller, or blah, blah, blah. And so, and like it's almost myself justifying myself for not loving the guy.
Yeah.
And what he says is, no, no, no. You need to do some homework, bro. You need to find out what's going on inside of you that you can't love that guy. Because I promise the Christ in you, when he was walking the earth, demonstrated to us that no matter how big a smart aleck the dude was, no matter how demon-possessed he was, no matter how whatever he was, he knew how to love people anyways. And so that's a big thing. And then the last thing, of course, in the big picture category is that there's hope and God transforms people.
Yeah.
He changes lives, right? Our hope is that God actually does move the needle. And you think about this, Kirby, in your own testimony. You remember when you came back from the home of grace, you had some sense of, you know, grabbing a hold of the Lord Jesus and all that kind of stuff. And pretty soon you're back in the mud, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. So, like, if I'm your friend, you know, how am I loving you now? But like, and unless I know that God's still at work changing your heart and mind, and he's even allowing you being back in the ditch to help, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And what happens is that, so we begin to say, look, I need to learn. Tommy, by the way, just as a, in case you need to be stroked, no, you don't have to buy a mattress after you hear this. So, but listen. One of your great gifts is to be able to hold the rope for people forever. I mean, honestly, I mean, messed up people, you'll just look at me and I'll go, how are they doing? You go, well, you know, he's back in the mess. But you're not mad at him. You're just like, you know, look, I've got the other end of the rope. He'll be back someday. We're gonna help him when he gets back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm gonna reach out to him. I reached out to him. You know, the reason you know he's in the mess is because you found out.
Yeah.
You know, you reached out to the guy. And so what happens is that what's going on inside of me that's keeping me from loving the people that are tough to love is the big, big money question that we need to answer inside our own hearts. There's hope. And let me tell you. I will tell you why this, the last one, that there's hope in Christ and that he can change people. I'll tell you why the last one's connected to the other one. Because it's actually an act of faith for me to write somebody off. It's an act of disbelief that God can change their life.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, God can't change that. Sorry, sucker. Look at him. I mean, you know, look. Look, just, you know, he's just going, you know, he's going to his reward. And it's a, that's an act of disbelief in the God who transforms lives. And we've seen it. He's transformed our lives.
Yeah.
You don't think he can transform other people's lives? Of course he can. So why are we patient? Why do we stay the course with people? Why do we hold the rope for people? Well, it's because we actually believe, seriously believe, that God can change your life.
He said in that book, I mean, he gave some illustrations. He used the Good Samaritan story about, you know, the priest, the Levite, the Samaritan, all seen the guy in the ditch. Mm-hmm. Everybody seen him. Everybody had the opportunity. Two of them passed him one stop. And what he said, as we live in a broken world. We live where brokenness is open. We have an opportunity to make a difference every day. As the light in a dark world, we have an opportunity to bring the answer to them.
Yeah.
And I think, Bobby, the way we get to that is start understanding where their pain is.
That's it.
Start understanding where they're broken.
There's something behind all this hard to live with stuff.
I catch myself like, you know, I go to war for these men we got over here. You know, like if somebody might see our picture on Facebook or they might figure out so-and-so's over with us, they're like, man, is that so-and-so?
Mm.
I'm like, yeah. Golly. He's been messed up his whole life. I said, well, how do you think he got to us? You know what
Yeah,
I mean?
Well, like I remember one time I had somebody really call me out and said, I can't believe you help people that abuse women. And I'm like, well, I don't want them to keep abusing women.
Yeah.
And somebody's got to help them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And by the way, it's Christ is their only hope, and I'm just going to point them to him.
Many times over the last 4 years with the program, whether it's Kirby, Ronnie, Wesley, somebody call and say, hey, man, this guy says that he knows you and they're wanting to come into the program. And my remarks always is I'd rather have them with us. I'd rather have them with us than anybody else.
Yeah.
We got a young man there now that is excelling, I feel like. He's doing really, really good. His daddy had been to the program. We dismissed his dad. I've known the family forever. Kyle and him is family. And when they called wanting to bring him, I thought, man, I don't know. I don't want to mess Kyle up. I don't want to cause trouble. And I asked Kyle. I said, Kyle, is this going to bother you? And he said, I don't think so. And my remarks is, well, I'd rather have him with us than anybody else because I know what he's going to get with us. I know what he's going to get in counseling. I know what he's going to get in group meetings. We're not there just to try to solve the alcohol and drug problem. They know they've got that problem. We're trying to let them see what other problems they've got that they covered up or that they're dragging around.
But they're using alcohol to cover up.
Well, they're dragging around that invisible bag.
Mm-hmm.
And what's in that bag is the problem.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it's one of them deals that we have an opportunity. We have an opportunity to be compassionate. We have an opportunity to get to know our neighbors. You know, Bobby, do we really know our neighbors now? You know?
Do we even want to?
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Well, I used to be the guy that knocked on the doors in the government apartments and all that. I always was knocking on the doors and I was always going to them apartments. I never went into my own neighborhood knocking on doors, you know. And I think about Don Vincent a whole lot in them situations. But this is a great book. I would encourage you to get with it, get a copy of it, read it. It had me thinking the whole week. I was in Baltimore watching Yankees play. By the way, my Yankees is the hottest team in baseball since
last night.
Since August the 4th. Since August the 4th, they've got the best record in baseball.
Whatever you want to tell yourself.
The Yankees is on a roll. They are tied for first place now. We are seeing baseball history. The Detroit Tigers has made the biggest collapse ever. Sometime back in the start of July.
There wasn't anybody that was – everybody thought they were going to be in the World Series and probably win it.
Yeah. Now they was 15 games ahead of Cleveland. Now Cleveland's a game ahead of them. So it's a great time of the year. Baseball playoffs, college football, big games this weekend, Mississippi State and Tennessee. Our split house is going to start for to watch that game. LSU and Ole Miss. I think Michael is carrying Truett. I don't know if he's going to bring Truett back home. So I don't know what the deal is there. But, you know, it's a great time of the year, Bobby.
Yeah.
But also, every day we have an opportunity to impact this broken world.
You have an opportunity in your workplaces, in places where you live, work, and play. You have neighbors, you have friends, you have coworkers who are hard to get along with, and let me promise you, there's brokenness behind that hard to get along with, and that if you can just ask the Lord to show you a way to love them, maybe back into health, maybe into spiritual life, that's what we're hoping for here.
I mean, I'll just throw this out. We ain't got much time, but politics has caused us to split.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a lot of hatred in the world just over politics. I don't want to be into it with somebody that don't agree. To me, it's okay not to agree. But I don't want to be into it with somebody that over politics or education or non-education, what church you go to, if you're a Baptist or Methodist. I'm just happy you're at the church, okay? And because
Sammy Kershaw said politics, religion, and her. That's what he said.
But we've got so much stuff that is being thrown at us. And this world's got so much brokenness in it. We have an opportunity, especially as the Christians, to make a difference in this world, more so than ever now. And we ought to be looking for that opportunity.
Amen.
Right. Just to love on folks.
Well, and honestly, I mean, you know, all politics or race or all this stuff do is just capitalize on the brokenness in my heart that's already there.
Yeah.
You know, if there wasn't brokenness in my heart already, I would never divide against you just because of what what party you go for, or, you know, what color your skin or something like that.
Living free
tonight. It just
tonight.
Capitalizes on the brokenness that's already there.
All right. Living free tonight, we have... All right, living free tonight, right quick. Bobby Jackson, Sharon, Golden Central Men's feeding us. You're invited at 6 o'clock. Kirby, you got to carry us out. We're running out of time.
All right, last two verses of Jude here. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, and now, and forever. Amen.